Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Let me invoke auspiciousness first of all by offering my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the august Vaishnavas who have come today, and especially my superiors, elder god brothers, god sisters. Kindly forgive any shortcomings I have, and please give me your blessings to say something useful about Srimad Bhagavatam, first of all, and then we'll speak about Narottam Das Thakur, because today is his disappearance day as well. So we're on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 6, entitled The Downfall of Saubhari Muni. And we'll begin with text number 9 and go on to text number 16. So let's first invoke auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Shaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Toto Jayamudirayet. Nashta Praishwa Bhadresho. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Krishne Swadhamo Pagate. Dhanam Ajnanadithi Saha. Kalau Nashtadam Trishamesha. Puranad Kothuno Titaha. I'll just read the translations and then I'll read the Sanskrit and the translations both. Gyatva putrasya tatkarma guruna bhihitam ripah deshan nishsarayam asa sutam tyaktavidhim rusha. When King Ikshvaku, thus informed by Vasishta, understood what his son Vikukshi had done, he was extremely angry. Thus he ordered Vikukshi to leave the country because Vikukshi had violated the regulative principles. Om Ajnana Timarantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The section of text that I was given to speak on has no purport, so I'm a little bit afraid that I might be driven out of the country if I speak something. What I can say is that Sridhar Swami, what he has said about this verse, he says, Chakto vidhihi sadacharo yenatam. We're talking about the person who has given up the vidhis. Here it says, Chakta vidhi. He's violated the regulative principles, Srila Prabhupada translates it. And he glosses the word Chakta vidhi as, well, vidhi as sadachara. Sadachara means proper behavior. It's also known as shishtachara, the behavior of somebody who's properly trained up, somebody who knows what to do. And that's actually very important because very much of Krishna consciousness consists only of this thing. And in circumstances where it's not clear what the intention of guru and sadhu and shastra is, we can take light from what is standard, conventional, traditional Vaishnava behavior. That's something that Krishna mentions, not only in Mahabharata, but also in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 19, text number 17, when he says, Shruti pratyaksha maitihyam anumanam chatushtayam. We hear generally of three pramanas. What is that? Shabda, anuman, pratyaksha, and the fourth that he mentions in this verse is aitihyam. Aitihyam means what is received from history. In many cases, this shishtacharya is also received only from history. You won't find the details, Mahabharata says, because not everything can be codified. You cannot anticipate every conceivable circumstance in which you might find yourself in this world. Therefore, we have to go by what our predecessors have done before us. This is the standard. And it's also explicit in other shastras as well, particularly in Dharma shastras. So Sridhar Swami mentions this. So it seems like there's no elaboration on this. It seems as if it was an extreme reaction. He forgot about the rules of the sacrifice, as we heard yesterday, and he was driven out of the country for that. But there's no comment, so I won't add one as well. We'll go on to the next verse. Satu viprena samvadam gyapakena samacharan jyaktva kalevaram yogi satena vapayat padam. Having been instructed by the great and learned Brahmana Vishishta, who discoursed about the absolute truth, Maharaj Ikshvaku became renounced. By following the principles for a yogi, he certainly achieved the supreme perfection after giving up his material body. This verse doesn't mention Vishishta. We know that it's Vishishta Muni because Srila Prabhupada has translated it that way. What was Srila Prabhupada's authority to do so? He's following the acharyas commenting on this verse and the following verse, which is Pitaryoparate Bhitya Vikukshi Prithivim Imam Shashad ijeharam yajnehi shashada iti vishrutaha. After his father's disappearance, Vikukshi returned to the country and thus became the king, ruling the planet Earth and performing various sacrifices to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vikukshi later became celebrated as Shashada. Shashada. He ate rabbits. That's what it means. He ate a rabbit. Accidentally, he ate the rabbit. Again, there's no commentary here. Would be interesting to understand how he was banished and how he came back and became the king, but there's no elaboration here. Text 12. Puranjayas tasya suta indravaha atiritaha kakutstha iti chapyuktaha shrinu namani karnamabhihi. The son of Shashada was Puranjaya, who is also known as Indravaha and sometimes as Kakutstha. Please hear from me how he received different names for different activities. Kritanta asit samaro devanam sahadanavaihi parashnigraho vrto viro devair daitya parajitaihi. Formerly there was a devastating war between the demigods and the demons. Demigods, having been defeated, accepted Puranjaya as their assistant and then conquered the demons. Therefore, this hero is known as Puranjaya, he who conquered the residence of the demons. Puranjaya. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the commentary here that this war was so intense, it was like Vishvasyanto Nashaha, the destruction of the universe. So the demigods chose, somehow this Puranjaya was so valiant that they chose him to help them. And with all 33 different classes of demigods, they surrounded the city of the demons, and they conquered. Therefore, he became known as Puranjaya. Vachana deva devasya vishnur vishvatmanaha pravho vahanatve fratastasya babhuvendro mahavrshaha. Puranjaya agreed to kill all the demons on the condition that Indra would be his carrier. Because of pride, Indra could not accept this proposal. But later, by the order of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Indra did accept it and became a great bull carrier for Puranjaya. Sasannadho dhanardivyam adaya vishikhan chitan stuyamanastamahruhya yuyutsuhu kakudisthitaha tejasapyayato vishnoho purushasya mahatmanaha pratityam dishi daityanam nyarunat tridashaihi puram. Well protected by armor and desiring to fight, Puranjaya took up a transcendental bow and very sharp arrows. And while being highly praised by the demigods, he got up on the back of the bull, Indra, and sat on its hump. Thus, he is known as Kakutstha. In case you haven't guessed, it means he sits on the hump of the bull, Kakutstha. Being empowered by Lord Vishnu, who is the Supersoul and the Supreme Person, Puranjaya sat on the great bull and is therefore known as Indravaha. This one means Indravaha, your vahana, your carrier, your vehicle is Indra. Because who's this bull? It's actually Indra, we recall. Surrounded by the demigods, he attacked the residents of the demons in the west. Western demons. So that's what we have in the Srimad Bhagavatam this morning. Just sometimes the quirks of fate are such that we find ourselves, even if we are Indra, we become a big bull and somebody sits on, some human king sits on top of us and defeats all the demons, which the demigods by themselves apparently were not able to do. Therefore, Hityopadesh tells us, even if you are the sun god, raise your hand if you were once the sun god. Some of us were. Even if you're the sun god, sometimes you have to be eclipsed. So don't be surprised if people around you sometimes eclipse you. Even if you're the sun god, you have to be eaten by Rahu. Even if you're the moon, dashashatakadatari, kalmashadhvangsakari. With 10,000 arms, what are the arms of the moon? The kirnas. Soma kirna, the rays of the moon. They're considered to be like his 10,000 arms. And he illumines the whole nighttime sky. We had Purnima the other night. We know how beautiful the moon is. So even great demigods like this have to be humiliated sometimes. And Indra didn't want to do this. And it was only because Vishnu intervened and told him, you have to do this. Therefore he surrendered, because ultimately they are surrendered, even if sometimes they manifest some improprieties, as Indra in particular is noted for doing. Okay, so adhishtanam tatha karta karanam cha pradhavidham vivithas cha pratak cheshta daiva chaivatra panchamam. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, five factors of action, and we know, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes, what is the real deciding factor out of these five? The adhishtanam, the karta dura, the reason, the different endeavors, the lokas, all these things are there, but ultimately daiva. Karmana daiva netrena. So whether this is karma or whether this is, it seems from Prabhupada's vocabulary here, that this may be some special empowerment by Lord Vishnu to fulfill his own desire. Either way, we depend on God. We depend on God. So be dependent. It's not a bad thing to be dependent. Everybody wants independence nowadays, but to be dependent is very nice. Okay. Now we have to speak about Thakur Narottam Das, great, great Vaishnava Acharya. And we'll repeat, there's a program at 11 a.m. to glorify Narottam Das Thakur. Where is it exactly, Vrajamohan? Near Vrajamohan Temple, in Gyan Gudri, in far east side of Vrindavan. So you'll hear more about Narottam Das Thakur there, but Narottam Das Thakur is maybe best known for his wonderful Vaishnava kirtans and bhajans. Very simple language, but very deep in meaning. Very powerful language. Simple preaching, but very like Srila Prabhupada's books. Very simple language. Anyone can understand, but very powerful the things that he says. Incomparably so. We're all sitting here only because we've read from Srila Prabhupada's books. Other people have translated Srimad Bhagavatam. We may have even seen the Srimad Bhagavatam before we saw Srila Prabhupada's edition. I know in my own case, I read many editions of Bhagavad Gita before I read Srila Prabhupada's edition. And I didn't understand them because the persons who published them also didn't understand them. Because you have to accept this thing in parampara. So, Bhagavad Gita yatharup, as they say in Hindi, anyatharup nahi, should be as it is. So, Narottam Das Thakur was empowered also by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a great associate, especially the second generation of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He was we know from his pastimes, he was predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he appeared in modern-day Bangladesh. He was the son of a wealthy Jamindar, Krishnananda Datta and Narayani Devi Datta. And he was detached from his youth. He never married. He instead was constantly thinking of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and constantly planning how to join the Sankirtana movement, even in his youth. And that's what he did. Eventually, he came and he took shelter of the remaining Goswamis, Jeev Goswami in particular. He was trained up along with Shyamananda Pandit and Srinivasa Acharya, two other very powerful Acharyas. They brought all the books of the Goswamis to West Bengal. In those days was all Bengal. And they preached Krishna consciousness very successfully. Where did Shyamananda Prabhu particularly preach Krishna consciousness? Odisha. And Srinivasa Acharya preached where? Along with Narottam Das Thakur in West Bengal, Assam, like that. So Narottam Das Thakur, as we said, he's well known for the songs that he wrote, very powerful songs, which we can mention a few of them. Another thing is that he not only wrote the songs, but he also gave the melodies with which to sing those songs. It's a dying tradition. It's called Padavali Kirtan. And not many people, even in ISKCON, not many are inclined to sing it for some reason. But Narottam Das Thakur revealed this style of singing at his Kethari Mahotsava, one of the first big festivals that we had in Krishna consciousness. And at that time he installed six deities, Gauranga deity and Vallabhikanta deity, Krishna deity, Vrajamohan, Radharaman, Radhakanta. We mentioned already this Vrajamohan deity is here in Vrindavan also. Therefore, that is the appropriate place to glorify Narottam Das Thakur. So you can say he invented this Padavali Kirtan style. Musicologists write that he devised this system of Kirtan on the basis of classical music, in particular Drupad music. But modern-day Drupad and Padavali Kirtan have very little in common, so it's curious as to how that's so. I've not seen that anywhere in Srila Prabhupada's books, just to take note, but they say like that. Anyway, he's famous for two authenticated works of songs. One of them is Prarthana, prayer, and the other one is Prema Bhakti Chandrika, the moonlight of Prema Bhakti. And wonderful, wonderful songs he wrote there. One of Srila Prabhupada's, maybe the most favorite song of Srila Prabhupada from Narottam Das Thakur is, we can read now. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gwainu Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Jani Ashuriya Bishakainu. He says, my dear Hari, I've squandered my life uselessly without any fruit, having obtained this Manushya Janma. What does Manushya mean? Human being. How do we define humanity? What's another name for human being? Think Sanskrit. How do we say human being in Sanskrit? Huh? Manava. So Manushya means the same thing, coming from Manu. If you're following Manu, then you're a human. It's not just a question of biology. It's a question of dharma. Non-humans have trouble taking to Krishna consciousness. It's possible. We find examples. But generally, it's not the rule. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada also is stressing on Varnashram Dharma in his later years in particular. He really wanted that. So, Manushya Janama Paya, I've got this kind of birth. Where Narottam Das Thakur took birth, they had this understanding of what it means to be a civilized human being. Shishta, properly trained up person, well balanced, healthy, adjusted human being. Lekin, Radha Krishna Nabhajiya, I have not worshipped Radha Krishna. Janiya Shunya Bishakainu, and in this way I've deliberately drunk poison. Knowingly I've drunk poison. I know it's poison, but I'm drinking it anyways. Just like Duryodhana. What did he say? Janami dharmam nachame pravritti. Janami adharmam nachame nivritti. I know what is dharma, but I can't do it. I know what is adharma, but I cannot stop myself. This is our quandary. This is our problem. So we're drinking poison. Knowingly. Goloke prema dhana harinama shankirtana ratina janmilo kene tai. This Harinam Sankirtana has descended from Golok Vrindavan, bringing the wealth of love, pure love of Godhead. Why did I never gain any taste for this? Sangsara Bishanale Dibanishihiya Jole Juraiti Nakainu Upai. Day and night I'm being singed by this fire of worldliness, and I can't find any means to relieve my situation. Parajendra Nandana Jay Shachishuta Hoilo Shei Balaram Hoilo Nitai Dinahina Jata Chilo Harinama Uddharilo Tara Shakhi Jagai Madhai. Brajendra Nandan has become Shashisuta, and Balaram has become Nitai. Together they are delivering even the Dinahina Jata Chilo Harinama Uddharilo. Who are the examples of the Dina and Hina, the fallen and rascals? Jagai Madhai. And Srila Prabhupada is fond of saying, reminding us, there were only two such demons in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Now, everybody is of the same character as Jagai Madhai, so what to do? Our only hope is Gornitai. Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai. Shri Narottam Das Thakur Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ha Ha Prabhu Nanda Suta Prishabhano Sudajuta. Karuna Koroho Aibar. This time, please give me your mercy, O son of Vrajendra, and Vrishabhanu Sutta, daughter of Vrishabhanu. What does this time mean? This time, Aibaro. What does it mean? Before the big door slams shut and you can't make any more choices. We're all dying. We don't know when. The clock is ticking. So this time, now I've got the human birth and I've come in contact with somehow the Sankirtana movement by Srila Prabhupada's grace. This time, please give me your mercy. He's begging ardently. Narottam Dasa koi natheli huranga pai. Toma bine ke ache amar. Oh my Lord, please don't push me away from your reddish lotus feet. Who do I have except for you? This is Narottam's intensity. We already sang Jayanilo Prema Dhana Ityadi, his song lamenting the separation of all the Vaishnava associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in other places it's like Ramchandra Sangha Mange Narottam Das. He wants the association of his beloved God brothers also. Narottam Das Thakur expressed so nicely the intensity of the feeling of Krishna consciousness for those who are cultivating Gaura Prema. Love of Godhead is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and particularly refined or clarified, I should say, by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Vyakuti, etc. Following in their footsteps. Now, one song that Srila Prabhupada has asked us to sing every day from Narottam Das Thakur. Sri Guru Charana Padma Keval Bhakti Sadma. Who is Narottam Das's guru? And who is Narottam Das Thakur's disciple? Famous. Srila Prabhupada says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So you see, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is noted for his understanding of what Vyavasayatmika Buddhi is. It's an exceedingly strong dedication to the spiritual master, Guru Nishtha. I don't care if I don't go back to Godhead. Maybe nothing will happen from all this Krishna consciousness. But my only concern is that I'm following the orders of my spiritual master as an obedient, faithful disciple. This is his attitude. Srila Prabhupada has written, not written, he explained in this way in one lecture, Chaitanya Charitamrita lecture. Even if I get nothing out of Krishna consciousness, at least let me stay fixed at the lotus feet of my spiritual master. That is my perfection. Therefore he writes, and it's not empty words, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Bhakti doesn't reside anywhere except in the lotus feet of the spiritual master. You can't find it even in Seva Kunj, Guru Kebina. If you're looking without your spiritual master, You're not going to find it even in Radhakund. Therefore, be careful. Bow down carefully. In this ninth canto, we've been hearing so many, and we'll hear also about Sobhari Muni, the dangers. Everything is in the Bhagavatam, what you do and what you don't do also. Be careful. Jahara prasade bhai bhava turiyajai. You can get out of this material world by His mercy, by His divine grace. Who is divine grace? Krishna's divine grace in the form of Srila Prabhupada. So, what else does he say? Guru Mukhapadma Vaka Chitete Koryaika. In another place, Narottam Das Thakur, getting us back to Praman, he writes, Guru Sadhu Shastra Vakya Tinete Koryaika. Same idea. You make the spiritual master's words the same thing that you desire spontaneous and cherish within your heart. And don't be distracted by anything else. Shri Guru Charane Rati Eshe Uttamagati. That is the best thing that you can hope to attain while you are a human being. While you are a human being. Because it won't last. When I was in Seattle, Washington, this was in the heyday of Microsoft Corporation, we were preaching to so many IT professionals. What does IT stand for? Indriya Tripti. Or according to some, it stands for International Telugus. If you live in America, you'll understand that. Telugu ka akramana chal raha hai aajkal. So, there they printed up a mantra card and it said, please chant this mantra while you can. While you can. So in the same way, while we can, let us cultivate this attachment to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. That is the supreme perfection. Chakudan diloje, janme janme, pitase, Prabhupada said once. He's my father, real father. He's my Prabhu, birth after birth. Tibhigyan hriday prakashita. He enlightens us from within. How? When we follow the instructions with faith. That is literally the last verse of the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya devi parabhaktir yatha devi tatha gurau ityadi. Literally the last thing that Shvetashvatara Upanishad has to tell us. Keep equal faith in your spiritual master and Krishna, and everything will be revealed automatically. So this is the same idea. Prema bhakti jaha haite abhidya vinash jate. Within in the heart, not only is the ignorance destroyed, but you're given prema bhakti as well. Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu. Those who live next to the ocean appreciate. What is a Sindhu? If you're dropped in the middle of the ocean, you cannot do anything. You can't, especially if you're Indian. You'll not be able to swim out of the ocean. Everyone knows Indians don't swim. But even if you're a good swimmer, I grew up in Southern California, I know how to swim. But you cannot swim out of the ocean. So what do you do with an ocean of mercy? You will be drowned in this ocean of love of God if you just hold on to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Sri, therefore, is an ocean of mercy. Adhana Janata Bandhu, and the friend of the most fallen persons, most fallen persons. It was a little bit controversial in Narottam Das Thakur's day because he was born in a Datta family, that's Kayastha family. But he was initiated, even the Kulin Brahmins, Bhattacharjas, and others, Goswamis. So, you know, what to speak of ourselves? Persons like me, I was born in Hollywood. That's got to be one of the worst. So, Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janara Bandhu Lokanar Lokera Jivan. Lokanar Lokera Jivan. He considered that his spiritual master is the life of this world. Lok means world also. He's not empty words speaking. What did he do for his spiritual master? He wasn't going to be initiated. You know the story. His spiritual master, Lokanath Mara, Lokanath Goswami, told the other Goswamis, whatever you write, that's okay. Krishna may bless you, but please don't mention my name. He was so humble. It doesn't mean he's not qualified because you don't hear about him that much. He's senior to everyone, actually, like Bhugarbha Goswami also. They were first in Vrindavan. But he didn't want to accept disciples. He felt himself unqualified. Even he's doing intense bhajan, from whom Narottam Das Thakur wanted to learn, but he felt himself to be more humble than a blade of grass, actually. And Narottam Das Thakur recognized this because he was a qualified person himself. And so he determined, I'm going to get his mercy somehow or other. In the middle of the night, he used to sneak over to his ashram and clean the place where his spiritual master used to pass stool. He would clean that place very carefully, nicely he would clean. He would sift the dirt so that it was very soft to wash his spiritual master. In the old days before there was soap, people used to wash with dirt. So eventually his spiritual master could understand somebody is deliberately cleaning this place. And out of curiosity, he came one night and watched from a distance, and then he found Narottam Das Thakur was there. I already told you, I'm not going to initiate you. But he was so touched, and Narottam said, if you don't initiate me, I'll die. And he could see, this person is serious. He took it. Therefore he writes, when he writes, Lokanath Lokera Jivan, this my spiritual master is the life of this world. The life of all the human society within it. Loka means both things. So, ha ha prabhu koro doya, please give me your mercy. Deho mori pada chaya, in the form of your lotus feet. Ebe jash kushal tribhuvan, let me do something to try to glorify you throughout this world while I can. Such a wonderful song. Tamal Krishna Goswami, as you know, especially in 1976, 1977 in particular, was so busy with practically running the movement single-handedly, in some sense. So one day he was absent from the Guru Puja. I think this was in Mumbai. You might know better. But Prabhupada called for him and brought him from whatever he was doing, told him, never ever miss Guru Puja. Never. Because it's so important. They don't sing this song every day in Gaudiya Math. They sing it once a year at Guru Vyas Puja only. But Prabhupada told us for some reason to do this. Those who do this every day on his instruction, they get the realization because Shweta Shatarata Upanishad tells us this is what happens. Have faith. The Narottam Das Thakur's songs give us that faith. They direct our faith. They enlighten us. So simple language, but so deep. So very deep. All right. I don't know the time. What time is it now? One more song we can discuss. It's very interesting. Okay. We have a few minutes. You can say archetypical Gaudiya Vaishnava song. Haraye nama Krishna Yadavaya nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya nama. Gopal Govinda Ram Shrimadusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Moha. Srila Prabhupada writes about this in the Chaitanya Charitamritam. This is Madhya Lila chapter 25, text number 64. We're describing that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting Hare Krishna Kirtan in Varanasi, Banaras, there were four people accompanying him: Chandrasekhar, Paramananda Puri, Tapan Mishra, and Sanatan Goswami. And they were all chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the following way. Hare Ye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govindarama Srimadhusudana. They chanted Hariye Nama, Krishna Yadavaya Nama, Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, this is another way of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The meaning is, I offer my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is the descendant of the Yadu family. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Gopal, Govinda, Rama, and Sri Madhusudan. Very interesting. This is another, Prabhupada says, this is another way of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. They're non-different, in other words. This is the implication. Now in the Adi Lila, chapter 17, in text number 123, Srila Prabhupada similarly says, well, the translation is, when the Sankirtana movement thus started, no one in Navadvip could hear any other sound than the words Hari Hari, Hari Bol, and the beating of the mridanga and clashing of the handbells. Purport. Listen carefully. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now has its world center in Navadvip, Mayapur. The managers of this center should see that 24 hours a day there is chanting of the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with the addition of Hariye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. For this song was a favorite of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But all such Sankirtana must be preceded by the chanting of the holy names of the five tattvas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shivasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We are already accustomed to chant these two mantras, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shivasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, and Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, after these, the other two lines, namely Hariye Nama, Krishna Yadavaya Nama, Gopala Govindaram Srimad Husudana, should be added, especially in Mayapur. Chanting of these six lines should go on so perfectly well that no one there hears any other vibration than the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. This will make the center spiritually all perfect. So because this was a favorite song of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore it was also a favorite song of Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur added to those lines the rest of that song, which we don't have time to discuss just now. But this is one of his great contributions. Another one of his wonderful songs. We just don't have time to even barely scratch the surface of everything that he contributed to us. But before ending, I wanted to share with you one appreciation of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, of Narottam Das Thakur. He wrote in Sanskrit beautiful prayers, Narottam Das Thakur, Ashtakam. He says, Shri Krishna Namamrita Varshi Vaktra Chandra Prabha Bhastatamo Bharaya Gauranga Devanu Charaya Tasmai Namo Namaha Srila Narottamaya. I offer my repeated obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, the glorious follower of the divine Gauranga, who destroys the darkness of ignorance with the nectarian rays of Krishna's holy name, which emanate from his moon-like face. Everybody catch the poetry here? Remember we described Dashashatakara Dhari Kalmashat Dhvangsakari. The moon is like, has a 10,000 hands that illumines this world. So he's caught this metaphor. He says, the holy name is like these rays of the moonbeams that are emanating from the moon that is Narottam Das Thakur's beautiful face. And then he says, I offer my repeated obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is bathed in torrents of tears and perspiration, and who lights up every direction with the effulgence of his teeth, revealed as he laughs out of the joy of Harinam Sankirtana. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. I offer my repeated obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, whose body is covered with horripilation and whose lotus feet dance enchantingly, being set into motion as soon as he hears the sound of the mridanga. There's a nice verse, one of these subhashitas, that for the non-devotees who don't have any inclination to hear the nectarian topics of Krishna or Srimati Radharani, for them, the sound of the mridanga in the kirtan, it's only making this dull noise, diktam, diktam, digetan. These are actual mridanga bulls, but it also in Sanskrit, it means something. What does it mean? Diktam, diktam, digetan. Fie on you, fie on you, fie on all of you. If you don't have any taste, then this is all you hear from the mridanga. But Narottam Das Thakur has taste. As soon as he hears the mridanga, his feet start dancing, his teeth are shining, because he's smiling in the ecstasy of Harinam Sankirtana. I offer my repeated obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, whose fame has spread through the songs he has written, and whose dance and song indeed. Every action in kirtan brings shame to the Gandharvas. As we said, he's famous. He wrote the songs, and he wrote the style of music in which the songs are performed. Even still, some people still perform Padavali Kirtan. Prabhupada liked it. Prabhupada said, you should learn this style. This will attract so many people. Srila Prabhupada himself sang simple Garanhati Padavali Kirtan. I offer my repeated obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who can be seen only by one who has unlimited good fortune, whose figure is decorated with the dust that covers that form as he falls to the ground in an ecstatic fate. So dhuli dhusarita, as sometimes we hear descriptions of Krishna. Godhuli kal. In the afternoon when Krishna comes home with the cows, he's covered with dust. That dust is raised by the hooves of the cows. Hundreds and thousands of cows, they create so much clouds of dust. And Krishna becomes covered with that dust. And when he goes home and sits in Mother Yashoda's lap, spontaneously, she's emanating breast milk out of extreme affection. And Krishna's washed off, Rupa Goswami says, by the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. All the dust raised by the cow's hoofprints is washed off. So Narottam Das Thakur, he's also covered with dust. But the dust that covers him is the dust of all the lotus feet of the other devotees who are chanting and dancing in Sankirtana. When he faints in ecstasy, he rolls on the ground. And he becomes beautified by that dust. Why? Because it's not dust, it's gold dust. It is Chintamani, especially here in the land of Brajabhumi, or in Mayapur Tham. It is gold dust. And somebody who is extremely fortunate, he can see Narottam Das Thakur in this condition. I offer my repeated obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who rains down mercy wherever he goes, causing every person's desires, other than those for serving Krishna, to be uprooted. We can go to his Samadhi Mandir. Where is it here in Vrindavan? Narottam Das Thakur's Samadhi. Where is it? Gokulananda in the courtyard, along with so many others. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also is there. We can go, and we can ask him for this benediction. You think he won't listen? Today, especially? I offer my repeated obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, whose commitment to devotion is like a line scratched in stone, whose touch is like that of the philosopher's stone, and whose every word is as authoritative as that of the Veda. This is a line that Srila Prabhupada quotes quite often throughout his books. We consider Narottam Das Thakur's songs, his poetry, simple Bengali songs, but they are as authoritative as anything in the Vedas. And here's where it's confirmed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I offer my repeated obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who appears to some as devotion itself incarnate, or as the essence of renunciation in human form. This is forever the opinion of the wise. Rajan Madanga Karatala Kalabhiramam Gaudanga Gana Madhupana Madharabhiramam Srimam Narottama Padambuja Manjun Mrityam Prityam Kritarthayatu Mam Paliteshta Krityam. May the dancing of Srila Narottam Das Thakur's lotus feet, which follows every beat of the drum and hand cymbals, and which incarnates the beauty of his intoxication in the songs glorifying Gauranga, bring fulfillment to me, his servant, by bringing to fruition all his sacrifices. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gau Premanandi. Do we have time for questions? It's late. If anyone has any burning questions, otherwise we'll stop here. Thank you once again, everyone, for sitting so patiently. All praise to Srila Prabhupada.